Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Jerry Stengel back on the show. Jerry's become a great member of our Brain Trust, president of Ventureneer, research, training, and marketing company. She's partnered with American Express to work on the research as a research advisor to the State of Women-Owned Businesses Report and Middle Market Power Index. Past board member of the New York chapter of the National Association of Women Business Owners, NABO, organization I've been telling you about for almost 20 years. And she's our good friend, Jerry. Welcome back.
Well, glad to be back. Always a pleasure talking with you, Jim.
Good to have you back. So you brought some very vital and current information on some of the trends that women are creating in the marketplace. Tell us about them.
Absolutely. So in the latest State of Women-Owned Businesses that was commissioned by American Express, what we do is we take a look at census data, the survey of business owners, which was done by the census in 2012, and we update it using gross national product data on an annual basis and project the numbers out. And what we're seeing is a continuation of a growth trend. So there are now 11.6 million women-owned businesses, and they represent 39% of all businesses. Mm-hmm. And the growth rate over the past 20 years has been 14% versus 44% for businesses in general.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think that has been happening for women?
So I think there's a general recognition that entrepreneurship is a pathway to financial security. So for some women, they hit the glass ceiling, and they can control their destiny by starting their own businesses. And women really, really see opportunities in the marketplace. So things, you know, when you start a business because you see an opportunity versus, you know, you're starting a business out of necessity because you lost a job,
mm-hmm.
you're much more likely to be successful. So women are seeing lots of holes in the marketplace, and they're really latching on to them and starting, you know, really impressive businesses.
Mm-hmm. Well, and technology has been good for small business in general, but it's really been good for women-owned businesses, hasn't it? It's allowed them to start businesses with much smaller capital requirements.
Absolutely. So I think women get that, and there's other research that really shows that women are starting, and this is both a good thing and a bad thing. Women really know how to maximize the dollar, so they start with less money, and they're more efficient with that money.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I agree with you. No, from a standpoint of efficiency,
right.
From the standpoint of being willing to not be as ego-driven in getting the business out of the ground, that's definitely, I think, an area where women excel. But then on the other side of the aisle, the issue is growing a business and asking for capital and feeling you're justified and all that. That's when that sometimes gets in the way, doesn't it?
Absolutely. So I think training is critical. So I'm a huge advocate of, you know, looking for local resources, whether it's, you know, SBA has business development centers. They also have
over 100 of them around. Well, SBDCs.
Yeah, absolutely.
They've got lots of SBDCs, but over 100 women's businesses, or at least there used to be. I'm not sure what the number is now.
No, you are correct. I'm not sure how much over 100, but more than 100 nationwide.
Those are just women's business centers, folks, not counting the small business development centers.
That's exactly right. And what you may not know about me is in the 90s when I started my business, I went to a women's business development center.
Ah, good for you.
That's how I launched my business.
Yeah, well, I've been telling people about women's business centers since probably 2000 at least. And it's a great resource. These are locally controlled, folks. This isn't a government operation. These are local women who are built out a resource for women. And I've been told also, Jerry, that if I wanted to show up, I could show up. That they'd actually let me come.
Absolutely. So we don't discriminate.
And hang out with them.
So you were absolutely correct.
But they told me I'd have to behave. But they didn't say I'd have to behave myself.
And you would.
I would try. All right, hold on to that thought. We're going to come right back with Jerry Stengel, folks. More on how women are doing. They're impacting the economy. And Jerry's got a report on that. I can't wait to hear. 20 tips. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.